And could you explain the Sangha described in the chants versus lay Sangha? Well, I think I mentioned the other night, Sangha in the chants is actually neither monastic nor lay. It's those practitioners, followers of the Buddha, who have practiced well, practiced directly, practiced insightfully, practiced with integrity, and have experienced the fruits of the practice to whatever degree. And that's the kind of the highest ideal of Sangha. Conventional Sangha is is a monastic Sangha, having the wearing robes and shaving the head and then there's sort of the Sangha in a broader sense is then all of the sort of the followers of the Buddha. And it's rarely used in Sangha. Usually, in speaking with specifically of lay people, it's rarely used as sort of lay Sangha. But it's more like when the laity speaking of followers is like Purisa, which is specifically the lay community. So that there's different ways of using Sangha, and it's fairly narrowly defined, and then extends out to the conventional, and extends out to sort of encompass everybody. But then, the word traditionally, when one uses sort of like lay Sangha, then it's more like the Buddha Purisa, the followers of the Buddha.